Part 2. Nature, Nurture, and Training. Chapter 9. Shopping in Europe. There are no ad campaigns to entice soldier dogs to join the military. No jingles about being all the dog you can be. Dogs don't visit recruiters to weigh the options of civilian versus military life. They have no say about whether they'll spend their days as couch potatoes or canine combatants. In the mid-1980s, the Department of Defense started looking toward Europe for dogs. Belgium, the Netherlands, Germany, and France sold the U.S. dogs who were essentially cast-offs, byproducts of the working dog sports established there for 75 to 100 years or more. Devoted amateurs made it their avocation to breed, rear, and train dogs in police-like work. They would sell their excess dogs to whatever agencies wanted them. This kicked in the demand for more of this kind of dog in Europe, and a market was born. Soldier dogs are called to serve their country, but their country is unlikely to be their country of origin. If it were, these dogs would serve the military of places like Bulgaria, the Czech Republic, Slovakia, Hungary, Poland, the Netherlands, and Germany. Although some military dogs are purchased in the U.S., even the bulk of American-bought military dogs originally hail from these parts of Europe. They just happen to be brought back by vendors in the U.S. to be sold here.